This is not my first wheelbarrow race.
This is not my first rodeo.
This is not my first podcast. I'm going to meander to the end of the road.
And we'll sprint to the finish line.
In rose color.
In violet.
A cartoon coyote.
He was wily.
Cheney plays poker. Cheney plays poker.
He wouldn't tip his hand.
Heavy-handed.
Bully pulpit.
Bread and butter. Good day, Mr. President. Could you describe for the audience out there what you've done to Al-Qaeda in Iraq?
Yeah, we've hurt them bad in Iraq.
Al-Qaeda in general.
Hurt them bad elsewhere.
If I'm the number three man in Al-Qaeda and I'm dead, how will I be hurt?
You're the number three person in Al-Qaeda. You've had some rough goes. You've been captured or killed.
Well, that is rough, sir. Lately, it seems like you've wanted Americans to stay in the home. After 9-1-1, you said people should go out and shop. Tell me about the housing crisis and people staying in the home.
You help people refinance to stay in home.
Did the United States phone companies help you spy on Americans?
It allegedly helped us.
So you don't really know if the phone companies helped us or not during your eavesdropping, but you want to get what for them? That's if they allegedly helped you.
Providing the phone companies that allegedly helped us with liability protection.
Will you ever know if they allegedly helped us or not, or you just want to get this liability protection, your kind gesture to the phone companies?
The law needs to be changed, enhanced.
Which law would that be, sir?
FISA. My only question is, why change a good law?
Well, okay, why change a good law?
The law needs to be changed, enhanced, by providing the phone companies that allegedly helped us with liability protection.
Why do you need to give the phone company special treatment when they allegedly helped you?
I'm plotting and planning.
Planning and plotting.
Plotting and planning.
You're an exhausting man, sir. If you'd like, sir, you can ask Angry a few questions.
Why don't they want there to be a democracy?
Because that's our former government and not theirs. I'm not the president. I'm only taking guesses here.
Because it doesn't fit into their ideological vision.
Okay.
You help people refinance to stay in home.
Fear is it, right?
That's defined in U.S. law.
Oh, well, I tried. Sorry. Now, these question and answer things are much harder than I thought they'd be.
The reason it's hard, by the way.
No time for that one, sir. Your next question, please.
Best way to have good long-term relations with the West.
Okay, through dialogue and diplomacy.
Is to recognize that checks and balances in government are important.
That's it. Now you're just lying to me and the American people. I'm sick and tired of it. You don't believe in checks and balances. This interview is over. The last angry man is on his way out of the White House, and you can just take your bully pulpit and screw it. A politics of fear. That's all you can think of. Goodbye for now. I'm out of here.
Find me in Crawford.
Like I'll be looking in Crawford. Okay, one more thing, sir, before I go. What are you in the Congress finding common ground on?
We're finding common ground on Iraq.
Liar. What else?
Common ground on FISA.
You live in a fantasy world, sir. Reality check, Mr. President. What job would you be very bad at?
We recognize I'm not a member of the legislative branch. Probably wouldn't be a very good legislator.
Thank you, sir. Some honesty at the end of our interview here. Thank you very much for joining us today from the podcast Capital World. Last Angry Man saying, have a good one.